Personalities.
But put us all together, and we're not that different from church groups you could find anywhere.
Putting on this show has helped open our eyes to a lot of God's truths for us.
And who knows, maybe God has a special message in the show for you today, too.
We are all God's children.
Okay, I've got an interesting topic to start with. Have you ever noticed how many mixed messages the world gives to us girls?
Girls shouldn't be too pushy. It isn't ladylike.
Speak up for yourselves, or you'll never get anywhere.
It's not just you girls. We boys get a lot of mixed messages, too.
What's a little fighting? Boys will be boys.
I expect you fellows to act like perfect gentlemen.
You girls look so pretty in your new dresses.
Looks are only skin deep. It's what's on the inside that counts.
Go, men, go! Destroy the other team!
Why can't you boys be nicer to each other?
Help! Which side should we listen to?
Listen to us!
Listen to us!
Whoa! Maybe that will shut them up for a while.
It's hard being a girl. I love to play basketball, but everyone acts like I should stay home and just play with dolls.
What about me? I don't like sports all that much, but just because I'm a boy, everybody expects me to join a team. I'd rather be playing the piano.
In Matthew 5:16, Jesus tells us to let our light shine before everyone. Do you think he cares whether our talents are girl things or boy things?
And in that parable about the three servants who watched over their master's money, Jesus teaches us not to bury our talents, but to put them to work.
How about a world where you had the choice to do whatever you were good at, and nobody cared whether it was a boy thing or a girl thing?
Same.
kids are often influenced by our parents, teachers, and ministers, and we welcome their important contributions. Sometimes, however, we let other influences have major control over our lives as well.
We've invited two of these influences to come here today as our special guests. So please welcome mass media and peer pressure to our stage.
I'm mass media, and I represent TV, movies, advertising, anything in the pop culture.
And I'm peer pressure. I represent not only your friends, but anyone in your generation who has access to you. I'm all the kids at school, those at your church, even strangers you may run into at the mall.
What messages are you two trying hardest to get across to us kids?
We want each of you to look exactly alike.
We want each of you to act exactly alike.
And above all else, we want each of you to be cool. Cool.
Okay, let's talk about those things. You said we should all look alike?
Absolutely. Girls, for example, should all look like models. They should be 20 pounds underweight, yet still shapely. They must have perfect hair, noses, eyes, faces. In other words, they should fit society's strict standards for beauty.
Boys should be tall and have big muscles. Rugged good looks are a necessity, and they must all appear tough and macho.
Excuse me, but as Christians, shouldn't our standards be based on something other than what these two say?
We'll open up the floor for audience participation in just a minute.
You also said we should all act alike?
Absolutely. There's one question you must always ask yourself before you ever do anything.
That question is,
will what I'm about to do make me more popular? Ooh.
Wow, that is so profound.
Wait a minute. Our actions should be based on the lessons contained in the Bible, on the things that Jesus taught us, don't you think?
Perhaps our audience member is making a valid point. Do you two have any kind of response?
Well, I have to admit that the mass media hardly ever pays attention to Christian concerns.
I'm not too familiar with this Jesus person. Is he considered cool?
Look, I know this may be hard to do, but I think it's time that we stopped listening so closely to mass media and peer pressure and started paying more attention to the universal truths of God.
Exactly. Most girls are never going to look like models, no matter what the magazines tell us. Genesis 1:27 says that we're all made in God's image. I don't know about you, but I'm proud to look just the way God made me.
I may not be as popular when I try to act as Jesus would, but I feel happier in the long run by trying to do what's right.
Well, the audience seems to have spoken.
So, should we try to get rid of these two?
I'm not sure we can ever get rid of mass media or peer pressure altogether, but if we keep walking with God in our faith journey, we should do just fine.
Control, I feel worry-free, because I know God walks with me. Thank you.
Bibles, because it's time to play Wheel of Faith!
Hey, what's this?
Wheel of Faith is the hot new game show where we let the Bible help us with problems that affect kids everywhere!
Wow, that sounds great!
Now let me introduce the star of our show, Sally Jesse Noodle!
Thank you so much! Mr. Announcer, tell us what our Wheel of Faith topic is for today.
Certainly, Sally. Our topic for today is loving others!
Ooh! We need two teams, please. And you two may be the team captains. Mr. Announcer, please bring out our Wheel of Faith.
That's the Wheel of Faith?
This is cable access. We're on a very tight budget.
Team number one, here's your question. What does the Bible tell us about friendship?
Greater love hath no one than to lay down your life for your friends.
And where in the Bible does it say that?
John 15:13.
That's correct for 1 point.
Yay!
But that sounds like something only Jesus could do. Are you sure God expects such a sacrifice of us?
God asks us to model ourselves after Jesus. In Ephesians 5:2, we are called to live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
Okay, now back to our game. Team number two, here's your question. Does the Bible limit this kind of love only to our friends?
No, Jesus calls us to love our enemies too, and do good to them.
And where in the Bible does it say that?
Luke 6:35.
Also correct. 1 point for team number two.
Yay!
Now that's asking a bit much, don't you think?
Jesus also says, whatever we do unto the least of these, we do unto him. That's Matthew 25:40.
So not only do we have to love our enemies, but we have to treat everyone like we would treat Jesus?
Nobody said being a Christian would be easy.
Our time is up for today.
Since each team answered its question correctly, I declare both teams as winners. Come spin the Wheel of Faith to see what you've won.
And both teams win. The unconditional love of God.
But both teams already have that.
But how can you improve on the greatest prize anyone could receive?
Yay!
I don't understand why anyone would turn their back on Jesus' teachings. And yet we're all mean to each other at one time or another. It can really make me sad to think about it.
Why do we try to hurt each other? Why do we feel it makes us strong? Why do we choose can't we learn to get along?